A new public release of the Boy Scouts' so-called perversion files lists 24 men in Washington State, mostly in the Seattle area. The complete files identify more than 1,200 Scout volunteers who were accused of child abuse and banned from the organization. And they give the public an unprecedented look inside the scouting organization, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
These once-secret Boy Scout files are now public due to an Oregon Supreme Court ruling. Attorneys in Portland put the documents online Thursday. The website was slammed. For several hours, our attempts to search the data ended with a message to try again later.
And as you can imagine, we're getting lots and lots and lots of traffic, so we're working on it.
Steve Crew is with the law firm that released the files. He's certain some of this web traffic is coming from former Boy Scouts and their parents. Crew says these files are linked to more than 6,000 victims of sexual child abuse between the years 1965 and 1985. The organization found out about some of the abuse through parents and scouts. The group created the perpetrator list in an effort to keep those volunteers out of its ranks. But sometimes the men relocated to a different group and the abuse continued there, unchecked. The files also show the scouts failed to report abuse allegations to authorities. The president of the Boy Scouts posted an apology on the group's website. He calls their past response to these incidents, quote, plainly insufficient, inappropriate, or wrong. A few years ago, the Scouts began requiring background checks for all volunteers. It also now reports all suspected incidents of child abuse to the police. But Crew warns he's still seeing new complaints and lawsuits. Here's what he tells parents of potential new Scouts.
I say verify. Make sure you know who the Scoutmaster is. Make sure you know that they've done a public records check on him, a criminal background check.
Crew's law firm is also calling for a federal audit of the Boy Scouts. That's because it's a congressionally chartered corporation. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.